All right, so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling in from Magalia, California. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line, and we are waiting for our wonderful friend, Winfrey, to show up and do his job.
And oh, I made a mistake on that email. It's winfrey@speedoflove.iwarp.com.
All right.
Dot iWarp?
Yeah.
Okay, not at, just dot iWarp.
No, winfrey@speedoflove.iwarp.com, yes.
Winfrey.
Right. And what Dharmananda is saying is the email address to ask questions for tonight's call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. We had several people joined in here. If you have a chance, please.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
We welcome you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who else? Please say your name and location.
Catherine from
Fairfield, California.
That was a few people from California. Try again, please. Ladies first.
Catherine from California.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
All right.
Is everyone aware today is Jesus' birthday?
It is?
Yes, according to Dr. Friedman, yes, today is his birthday.
Oh.
His real birthday, yes.
Okay. Happy birthday.
For Jesus.
Happy birthday, Yeshua.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
I thought of the B-side for your record. So, should I mute the lines?
Don, good evening.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Okay, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for being here.
I can ask you how it's going. I can't ask when.
If we had more people join in, welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Rebecca Cottonwood.
Who's this from Cottonwood?
Rebecca?
Hi, uh-huh. Rebecca. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
This is Steve Canal from West Palm Beach visiting in Ohio today.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to Ohio.
All right. Yeah, we have all the lines still open.
Sounds like someone eating.
Take it out.
Eating gravel.
You look at this. You get the edges and you go. I don't know about when his whereabouts.
Helicopter's gone.
Yep.
Well, I spoke to him 2 hours ago, and he was busy doing something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, checking in the information.
Yeah, April 6th.
Hey, you want to, does everyone want to sing a happy birthday to Jesus? Or?
Let's do that. All right, so as we have heard from our wonderful friend, Dr. Friedman, and is that our dear friend Joshua, a.k.a. Jesus, was actually born on April the 6th. And today it is April the 6th. So let's just go ahead and sing a song, the happy birthday song for our friend on the other side.
Good birthday.
So 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
More life. You guys are slow singers.
As long as the intention is good, right?
Right.
All right. I welcome all those folks on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We are holding this space for Wynn and Terry to show up. Let's see. He might have...
Clocks didn't go ahead again, did they?
What's that, Don?
The clocks didn't go ahead again, did they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Arizona.
No, it's the same.
All right.
Well, he said his email got hacked, so...
I got a weird response from a question I submitted last week.
From a what? A question?
Yeah, I submitted a question last Wednesday, and I got a weird response to my email, which I didn't open because I thought it might have a virus in it or something.
What was the weird response?
Hold on a second.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Robert from North Carolina.
Robert, how are you?
I am.
You are. That's good.
I am. nice to hear your voice.
All right. Good to have you, Robert.
The response,
a good response. I
asked a question about rituals, and the response is, it says me, comma, male, in caps, for, because they resend it again. Ritual, it says, this is an automatically generated delivery status notification, and in all caps it says, this is a war.
Hmm.
Wow.
I didn't open it because...
Maybe that was the hacking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, since somebody mentioned that. And I see Wynn says now his email... hacked.
Oh my goodness.
That's weird.
If you're important enough to get hacked, you're important enough to get hacked, I guess that's good.
Whoa, the negative is actually right in our face now. Whoa.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, the negative is definitely wanting us to ask questions now. Whoa.
Well, did anybody else get a weird thing from their questions from last week?
I got blocked 6 times already.
Today?
I got blocked last week, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all last week and this week, too. I got blocked 6 times. I tried to contact Quentin, and I was blocked. So I had to call him.
Ask questions over the phone before the call starts.
Yeah. You too, Rick?
Well, I sent one in the middle of the night last night, and I haven't heard back from that yet.
But you didn't get a notice that it didn't go through.
Right, I did not.
Oh, I did get notices that it didn't go through, though. That's what I'm talking about, 6 notices.
But you actually got a notice that said this is a war? Did it say anything else or what?
Yeah, just said what I read, if you heard it, that the last four words were, "This is a war," in all caps.
Wow.
Like I said, I didn't open it because I don't know if it's got a virus in it or anything. I didn't want to open it.
Yeah, that's just, you know, hacking. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, it's the negative, obviously, but they must be...
Hey, keep the faith. Keep those words away. Keep faith. Mm-hmm.
Well, show me the positive telling us there is a war.
Anyone have a pretty song to play?
I do, and I don't think it makes sense to give in a call right now. But let me do that. I will play a song, and then I'll give Vin a call to see if we can get a hold of him. See what we got. All right. I go with Mary Hopkins. Those were the days. I'm going to give Vin a call, and I'll be right back. All right, Vin, thank you for being here.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
I'm here.
Vin is still brushing his teeth?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear us sing happy birthday?
No.
You missed it.
Whose birthday?
Jesus.
Joshua.
Who?
Joshua. Joseph.
Joshua. Yes. All right, happy birthday.
Yeah.
We sang. Every one of us sang.
So Wynn is going to be here. He had a, let's call it a technical difficulty.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Terry.
Thank you. I was just listening to you. It was very interesting. Listening to an old channeling on Darkness Radio that happened in 2012, September 25th. And, you know, some of our old channelings are very, very knowledgeable.
And then who is channeling?
Me.
Oh, and, from yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Wynn and I appeared on Darkness Radio with David Trader. He's since then moved on. He's doing Darkness Radio and Coast to Coast. And so he asked me to do things, and I channeled answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was really interesting. I was a little scared to listen to it. Like, how did I do? I don't know. But it wasn't too bad.
All right.
So let me go and see where Wynn is here.
Yes, I just talked to him. He was going to be here, but...
He didn't come back yet?
No, I called him because he hasn't been here yet.
Oh. He knows about it, I know, because...
All right. I just talked to him a minute ago.
There you go.
Good evening, Raiden. Welcome to the call.
Well, good evening, my psychic friend. Here's Lena.
Hi. Hey. How are you guys? Hi, Terry.
Hi, Lena. You made it.
We made it to New Mexico.
All right.
How are you doing, sweetie?
Doing really good.
Hey, where's Jim? I haven't heard him on the call for a while.
No, you know, Jim moved to Superior, and he got himself an apartment in Superior, and he asked for all of the conference line members, so I think we need to send him those because he doesn't have a computer to look it up right now where he is. He's in the process of getting internet so he can look it up, but I need to send him all the conference line numbers.
Superior,
thank you.
Arizona? Superior
yeah,
State
Superior,
Arizona.
Superior, Arizona is where he is. Yes.
Never heard of it. Have you ever visited Arco Santi?
Is that a city?
Yeah, in Arizona. It's like north of Phoenix. So built that by that architect. They're trying to build like a visionary city called Arco Santi. I forget the architect's name right now, but...
it's at Cordis Junction.
Yeah, you've been there?
I've only seen it from a distance.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the name of the that architect?
Mm.
Italian,
yeah.
I think it's my Italian name.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, Elias, good.
Laurie.
Yay.
Good evening, Wynn.
I've been actually listening, but I'm getting the questions. All right. You know what? I can't believe it. We're getting questions. I thought I was going to retire last week.
Sounds like some people submitted that didn't get through last week.
Yeah. I think John told me he was sending...
I submitted a question. I got a weird response. I don't think it was from you. So, and then
yeah.
I saw you submitted it. It might have been hacked. So.
Yeah. What I did was, I'll tell you later. It seems like it's working now. Okay? Questions at intelligent-infinity. But I forwarded it to a different email.
All right, shall we get it going, Wynn?
Yeah, I'm just getting the questions together here.
All right.
John, the architect is Paolo Soleri.
Okay. Was, I think.
So
was. He's not alive.
You said Cordis Junction?
Uh-huh. That's where Arco Santi is.
That's where, right off the freeway, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Jerry.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I'm obviously not ready, so here we go. Thank you all for
this
your
conference
patience.
Is being recorded.
This is April 6, 2016. Wynn and Jerry in Arizona. Everyone everywhere.
Did tonight when they're opening on BBS, we did sing Happy Birthday to You for our dear friends Jeshua on the other side.
Jeshua?
Yeah, it's today his official birthday.
Okay.
April 6th.
All right.
Birthday for
So for those of you that don't know, they're just checking in. I shouldn't tell you this, but I slept through the call. And,
No, you're ruining it for me. I told them all that you had technical difficulties.
You did not.
Yeah,
yes,
did.
He did.
Yes, he did. He did?
Well, it is a technical difficulty, actually, right?
That's a technical difficulty. Well, it was a really good sleep, okay? So let's get going. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity. Be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now until we have our sources present.
Yes, this is Ra'ar, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and adjust and tune to the channel, and then from there we rip one out, and we are available to each and every person at the same time who is on the call on BBS Radio or who will listen to the call later or eventually read a transcript. And you, in a sense, are the grounding crew, learning the valuable lessons in a difficult realm that will prepare you and give you growth for your future. And we see a persistent growth, although it is not linear, and that each and every difficulty you encounter as you move through it makes you stronger. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Pami in Corona. Do entities in the astral plane retain their personality and emotions despite losing the physical body? If I send love and encouragement to move up into the higher realms to my friends who are waiting for me, will they understand my intentions? I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings or be misunderstood. I want to do what's the highest good of all concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. In answer to the first part of your question, yes, entities, when they move into the physical, from the physical into the astral, do retain their emotional qualities. And actually, sometimes it is a relief to leave behind some of the aches and pains of the body. And it is an expansive experience sometimes, which brings a feeling of joy. Some entities who pass on and are angry are still angry. And when they hit the astral and takes clearing to relieve them of their anger or their holding on or their possessiveness that they do not want to let go of, in relationship to your friends, they do have contact with you and they do experience a, we look for the words, it is multifaceted, like seeing a friend, hearing from a friend on the telephone that you want to make connection with, and it is a joy to them, or if they are focused on something else, it is at a subconscious level to them that helps buoy them up at the subconscious level. For if they are not focused upon this realm or upon you, then they do not pick it up in their present time, but at a subconscious level, they do pick it up and they do recognize that it is your frequency and that it is your message to them. And they are fortified by that, strengthened by that. Thank you.
win.
Do you have another question?
Here we go. I was muted. If somebody is on the astral, do they maintain their personality indefinitely until they take their next incarnation? Or is there a point where something shifts?
It depends upon their surroundings and what they are working on. If they go to the heavenly realm and they are worked with, they can read the Akashic records, read the library there, sit in the garden there and meditate, or have interchange with friends. They can open up more. They can be more expansive. They can love more. They can grow even still in the heavenly realm. People grow, particularly when they take a look at their life review and see how people have reacted to them. Then they can grow and change. Now, if they tend, when they transition their body to... there are all kinds of different reactions. It depends upon the person and where they are at and what they are focused on, but they tend to move into the astral with the similar frame of mind that they left with. Sometimes they hear the angels speak and they go into a rapture. It depends pretty much on the person. If the person is contracted and isolated, then they have more trouble with connecting and moving up.
I'm going to ask a question that I've had on my mind for quite some time, and that is this whole design of reincarnation and astral, going on the astral, was this actually designed, or was this a product of just spontaneous evolution? In other words, were there intelligences behind the whole process of how we go through all these lifetimes, how we forget each lifetime? Some people have said there were, and it was designed to keep us trapped. But if we stayed here too long, we'd learn too much. So there was a desire to keep our lives short. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. It started more with the beings that were creating their model in the physical, in the manifest, putting energies together, creating bodies, seeing what one could create, and then wondering what it would be like to be in their creation. And so they would move in from the larger being that they were. They would condense into the body of a created being, of a created body, and to interplay with it and to see what it was like. And then they would begin to forget as they referenced the genetic lines, the consciousness of the self, the environment, the social complex around them, the life and environment in the third density, and they began to forget when they came into the body who they were and their purpose. Then they would, after the body passed away, then they could be transported back into the heavenly realm and remember who they had been, their purpose, and what was happening. It started with the individuals creating bodies and then wondering what it was like to occupy them.
And was that Elohim individuals originally?
There were more beings than Elohim beings. There were different groups of beings that got together in a loose social context and took part in this. It wasn't all Elohim.
Thank you. Were these beings that evolved within the universe structure, or did they evolve separate in higher energetic realms?
They evolved in higher energetic realms. As far as being separate, because of their different locations within the galaxies or their different orientations to the galaxies they had created, then they began to express their separate ideas and to develop as a group within their own geographical locations.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is a really good topic. Maybe we'll bring it up again on a Monday night. Thank you. Rebecca in Cottonwood asks, how do I overcome inspirational blocks and see reality in a higher form?
Because you asked the question, you have a glimpse of what it is to see things in a higher form. So, a part of you already knows the answer to that. We look for the words of light and inspiration, something you have read, something you have thought about, an artwork, an art form, can remind you of a past where you had a higher purpose and a higher connection with your surroundings. It is within you, and you can develop it as you look into your surroundings and you see things that you identify with. And you read on the internet and look for different inspirational things, you can begin to see what inspires you and what doesn't. Does music inspire you? Does art inspire you? How about reading? Is there a good book, something subjects you wish to know about that can begin to open the pages and expand your look at what is going on around you?
Vin, back to you.
Were you saying that she had those qualities in the past, in previous lifetimes?
She did, and she knows the path, and it just needs to be triggered. For instance, to go out and explore a little bit about your environment, to go to a good bookstore, see what books are intriguing to you, to go to the library to listen to some of the stations on the classical stations, and just see what it is that triggers that inspirational feeling. Listen to music and poetry. Some place where you can find friends. Like the coffee shop Air Fries Center.
Thank you. Our next question. This is from Dharmananda. Dharmananda heard from some remote viewer that we would have a solar flare that would knock out the power grid before the November elections. What's your take on this? And I just want to make a comment. And that is, I have heard over and over again, any source that would ever make a prediction with a date and very precise is negative. Reality is being made in the moment. And any source that would make a specific, even acknowledgement, agreeing with what someone else says, would not be making up reality in the moment. They would be part of prediction, so to speak. So all predictions inherently are at fault. And anyone who makes predictions, this is a win, this is my opinion, especially specific predictions, one would have to look at askance, okay? And, I mean, we could bring up Edgar Cayce at some other time, but he did make some predictions. And there may be flows, even a flow can be changed. When we do things on our Sunday call, maybe it doesn't seem like we're doing anything, but I have a feeling we are, because we're working with a source that's above the timeline of predictions. So on that note, I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. First of all, we take a look at the specific prediction, and we see that there is a probability. However, we cannot say that it is for certain. There is also a large probability that that will not happen. There is other complexities that enter in that someone might try to pretend that it has happened if the grid might go down or someone. There is a lot of complexities and motivations and energies that come together to result in the final outcome of something. Sometimes someone will get a for sure prediction that something's going to happen. And in a case like that, usually it means not that it is going to happen for sure, but that some of the parameters concerning it are changed. The likelihood of it happening is very, very high. When we look in the area, we see a large group of threats, of motivations, of energies that are all coming together, and we do not see that such a prediction has a very high chance of happening.
Thank you. Next question is from, just a moment here. Just a second. Okay, this is from Michelle. Michelle, you didn't give your city here. I said, I'll see it. I'll tell you what, I'll check my emails. If you're listening, send me your city to the same email you sent your question to, because they might give a better answer. Okay, Joe in Gaston, Alabama.
Who?
Again, Joe.
Joe in Alabama.
In Alabama. It might be Joe Gaston, or it might be Joe in Gaston, Alabama. I think it's Joe in Gaston, okay? So Joe wants to know the upcoming presidential election. I don't think that's in the cards to say. Then he says, will our country be saved? And let's leave it at that. Okay.
We see that there is of all of the candidates, that it's still not decided who will be the candidates, and that whoever the candidates are will put into play their particular orientations and the connections they have with the people who they will feed power to and take power from. So it still is up for grabs, and it still is up to the people. And it is up to the people whether the country will be saved or not.
Thank you. I'm sure people are thinking, why can't you just save the country for us? But it doesn't work that way. I know.
That is your job. You are the master of your life and the source of your building of your own particular creative expressions, which all move together, woven between the energies of you and the others. And each one of you make a difference in what you create and what you put out. It helps to change the whole.
Thank you. Question from Michelle. Oh, and I'm waiting for Michelle's city. Okay, forget it. Okay, Amy. I don't need her city because she has a general question. Name Amy. We've asked this question before, and the answer is no. But I'll read it. Can you please tell me whether Nibiru or Planet X or Herculobus, I didn't hear about that one, whatever it is called, is going to enter our atmosphere with all of its moons and asteroids and will cause planetary devastation? And if so, when will this occur? Sorry to be such a worrywart, but I seem not to be able to detect misinformation.
Thank you. We do not see that affecting things. However, there's periodically an adjustment to the Earth's orientation because of the rotation and the wobble of Earth and the connection between the solar system and its position in the galaxy, all moving together, creates a change in orientation of the Earth, which can create Earth changes. That is something that happens now and again. Every sometimes every 13,000 years or so. But your prayers and your orientations, when you bring them to the forefront, are listened to and are moved into the factors involved. Sometimes Earth does need to be reset, as mankind, with their nuclear energy devices, are more threatening to mankind and to the Earth than any Earth changes, which might simply reset everything back to a pure state. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have Michelle's city. And it's Michelle in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you, Michelle. I am in a dire place financially. I have had a job in an industry, all commission, and also there are many other things that come into play to get paid. I am now in major debt and don't have much of money coming in to pay bills. I am seeking another type of job that can offer salary plus commission, and I've had no luck so far. I need a miracle to help me find the kind of work I would be happy to do and have. I have a loving best friend, my dog, Oakley. I also would like to make sure he'll be okay when I have a new schedule for work. Can you give me any feedback from the universe's message for me? What can I do to help me? Go ahead.
Thank you. You may look for something that perhaps is not the exact right thing, but will bring you money to survive. And then, as you have some survival money, then it will give you more time to look and see what there is out there. And you can submit, take some time and submit your successes, what you have been good at, what you can offer someone, and you can relax a little bit as you search for the right thing.
Thank you. Next question. Rich Buckley, submit your question again. Also, Robert Ransom, submit it again, because this is a long one here. maybe it's too long, okay? Okay, let me try it. It's from Helen in Virginia Beach. Since I moved into an old home a year ago, I have had certain experiences. Within a couple of months, I got very sick. Some days it was slightly better, then worse again. My diet changed drastically, not being able to tolerate many foods I've eaten for years. Then a couple of months later, I was involved in a very bad auto accident. Not my fault, but no witnesses, and was injured severely. I felt targeted for some reason because the accident was strange the way it happened. Other things happened that made me begin to suspect that maybe there was a problem with where I'm living, whether it's coming from outside or inside. I'm not sure. It could be both, or it may be just paranoid. As I got better, I began to allow my puppy to sleep with me. At first, she would stay so long, then would jump off the bed and go downstairs. Now, although she mostly stays in my bed, usually touching my body or my arms, which she leaves occasionally, and almost every night, and sometimes in the day, when Bella is in my bedroom, she gets very upset or excited and barks, sometimes with the tail wagging, sometimes usually looking in the same two corners. When we do the energy clearing with Fred, outside and inside, it seems to help, so that not so many weird issues like depression, anxiety, and illness involving digestion. The health has improved. I have a funny nagging feeling that some negative energy, inside or outside, that I'm feeling or dealing with. I wonder if it's something that's tagged along with me when I moved, or is it something here in this place? Or am I in that case and trying to blame more normal issues on something outside normal issues? Although it doesn't feel normal, if there's a negative energy here, what can I do? If it's my imagination, what do I need to do to change my thoughts? If you can use this, I know you'll have to condense. I didn't condense Ellen, but wanted to explain as much as possible. You have my permission to condense or translate, okay? So the question is, can you give Helen any counsel on what's going on in her environment? And is it something she's carrying with her or something that she moved into? And how can she lift it?
Thank you. It may be both. Something you moved into that has compounded something that you have been carrying, that you ran into or encountered in an earlier place that you lived, and then the two things are building the negative energy. So we do recommend, we are looking right now at potentials, like within the house, there is more than one entity in the house that feels that it is their house, it was their house, and they're pretty perplexed about your presence. They have not moved on, but they feel that they are the owners. They are the ones that are supposed to be there. And it is a belief system that they have that is, we are looking at them as we are speaking. They have not considered the possibility of moving on. And when they considered, it is a huge grief loss for them. I mean, they have built all of their time together, their life together, and their grounding is within the space. And when they think of moving on, it is a multiple grief. It is losing the house. It is losing the companionship of the other, because there are two of them, and your pet sees it. Your pet sees them. We have broken through their beliefs to some degree just now, and they are beginning to realize that they do need to move on. And we're explaining to them that it doesn't mean the end of everything, that they can have a better life. They can, again, if they move into the tunnel of light, that they can even together move into the heavenly realm. And again, have individual motivations and goals and cherishing moments together. It does not mean the end of everything. It will be a better life for them to move on. That is one aspect of this. The other is what you ran into at another place that an Indian has befriended you, but he is not knowing what to do with himself. That is a separate issue. And he is less friendly toward, he has had a very bad death experience and is stuck in that and the energies of that. And he is buried, but his spirit is roaming.